Krishna Book, Canto 15, The Shyamantaka Jewel, Chapter 56, Scene 3, The Character of Jambavan. Meanwhile, in Dwaraka City, when Satrajit's younger brother Prasenna did not return from the forest with the Shyamantaka Jewel, Satrajit became very upset. He did not know that his brother had been killed by a lion, and that the lion had been killed by Jambavan. Satrajit was thinking instead that because Krishna wanted that jewel and it had not been delivered to him, Krishna might have therefore taken the Shyamantaka jewel away from Prasenna by force and killed him. This idea grew into a rumor which was being spread by Satrajit in every part of Dwaraka. The false rumor that Krishna had killed Prasenna and had taken away the Shyamantaka jewel was spread everywhere like wildfire. Krishna did not like to be defamed in this way, and therefore Krishna decided that he would go to the forest and find the Shyamantaka jewel, and so he took along with him some of the inhabitants of Dwaraka. Along with some of the important men of Dwaraka, Krishna went to search out Prasenna, the brother of Satrajit, and found him dead, having been killed by the lion. At the same time, Krishna also found the lion which had been killed by Jambavan, who was generally called by the name Riksha. And so it was found that the lion had been killed by the hand of Riksha without the assistance of any weapon. Krishna and the citizens of Dwaraka then found in the forest a great tunnel which was said to be the path to Riksha's house. Krishna knew that the inhabitants of Dwaraka would be afraid to enter the tunnel. Therefore, Krishna asked them to remain outside while Krishna himself entered the dark tunnel alone to find Riksha Jambavan. After entering the tunnel, Krishna saw that the very valuable jewel known as Shyamantaka had been given to the son of Riksha as a toy. And in order to take the Shyamantaka jewel away from the child, Krishna went there, standing before him. When the nurse, who was taking care of Riksha's child, saw Krishna standing before her, she was afraid, thinking that the valuable Shyamantaka jewel might be taken away by Krishna. She began to cry loudly out of fear. Hearing the nurse crying, Jambavan appeared on the scene in a very angry mood. Jambavan was actually a great devotee of Lord Krishna, but because he was in an angry mood, Jambavan could not recognize his master. He thought Krishna to be an ordinary man. And this brings to mind the statement of Bhagavad Gita, in which Lord Krishna advises Arjuna to get free from anger, greed, and lust in order to rise up to the spiritual platform, because lust, anger, and greed run parallel in the heart and check one's progress on the spiritual path. Not recognizing his master, Jambavan first challenged Krishna to fight. There was then a great fight between Krishna and Jambavan, in which they fought like two opposing vultures. Whenever there is an eatable corpse, the vultures fight heartily over the prey. Krishna and Jambavan first of all began fighting with weapons, then with stones, then with big trees, then hand to hand, until at last they were hitting one another with their fists, and the blows were like the striking of thunderbolts. Each was expecting victory over the other, but the fighting continued for days, both in daytime and at night, without stopping. In this way, the fighting continued for 28 days. Although Jambavan was the strongest living entity of that time, practically all the joints of his bodily limbs became slackened and his strength reduced to practically nil after being constantly struck by the fists of Sri Krishna. Feeling very tired, with perspiration all over his body, Jambavan was astonished. Who was this opponent who was weakening him? Jambavan was quite aware of his own superhuman bodily strength. But when Jambavan felt tired from being struck by Krishna, he could finally understand that Krishna was no one else but his worshipable Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This incident has a special significance for devotees. In the beginning, Jambavan could not understand Krishna because Jambavan's vision was obscured by material attachment. Jambavan was attached to his boy and to the greatly valuable Syamantaka jewel, which he did not want to spare for Krishna. In fact, when Krishna came there, Jambavan became angry, thinking that Krishna had come to take away the Syamantaka jewel. This is the material position. Although one is very strong in body, that cannot help one understand Krishna. So in a sporting attitude, Krishna wanted to engage in a mock fight with his devotee. As we have experienced from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the propensities and instincts of a human being. And sometimes, in a sportive spirit, Krishna wishes to fight to make a show of bodily strength. And when Krishna so desires, he selects one of his suitable devotees to give him that pleasure. And so, Krishna desired this pleasure of mock fighting with Jambavan. Although Jambavan was by nature a devotee, he was without knowledge of Krishna while giving service to Lord Krishna by his bodily strength. But as soon as Krishna was pleased by the fighting, Jambavan immediately understood that his formidable opponent was none other than the Supreme Lord himself. The conclusion is that Jambavan could understand Krishna by his service because Krishna is sometimes satisfied by fighting also. Thus ends chapter 56, scene 3, the character of Jambavan. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti points out that the fighting between Krishna and Jambavan continued day and night without any intermission.
Tavakara kamalavare nakamadbhuta sringam Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Tanu Bringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare.